You're listening to Stateside. I'm Lester Graham. Joining us as they do most Fridays are Susan Demas, publisher of Inside Michigan Politics, and Ken Sikkema, senior policy fellow at Public Sector Consultants and former Republican legislative leader. So the legislature gets back to business next week after its 12-week summer break. That's a lot of parades and barbecues. It's an election year. How does that affect what gets done, Susan?
Well, because it is an election year, I wouldn't expect that there's going to be too much action. They'll be in for a few days before November 8th, and that's about it. As far as the big issues that are still out there, I think we can pretty well expect that most of them will wait until the lame duck session after the election.
Ken, I know in past years, you know, the budget might still be an issue, but this legislature for the past several years has been able to, or the last couple of legislatures, I should say, have been able to get a budget together on time. How does that change things?
Well, getting the budget done in early June over the last several years is certainly a feather in their cap and a feather in Governor Snyder's cap, and they talk about that a lot, and they should. But the fact of the matter, and Susan's right, it's an election year. They're going to be in for a few days in September, but then they take another break for October in the election, and it's really going to be this late November, early December lame duck time when anything major gets done. And there might be some big things like energy policy, some criminal justice reform. I don't think we've heard the end of this recent revelation about Detroit schools and none of them closing, so it could be a pretty active late November, early December.
One of the issues that's in the news right now is the state school board's optional guidelines regarding gender identity in bathrooms. The board says transgender students should use the bathroom and locker room that fit their identity. We've already heard some legislators talk about this issue. This sounds like an election year issue to me. Will we hear anything about it while they're in town?
I'm not sure that they're really going to want to touch that. We're now in the general election season, and that's a pretty hot issue. That issue was really raised by Senator Tom Casperson, who was running for Congress in a highly competitive Republican primary, where taking a far-right stand is oftentimes necessary to win. Putting the marginal members of the legislature in a position where they would have to vote on something like that, I would question the wisdom. So I'm not sure that that is an issue that we'll see before November 8th.
One more thing I want to ask you guys about, and that's with the legislature back in town and it being an election year, how much time will the legislators be spending at fundraisers?
Well, it is an election year, and you know there are certainly fundraising events that happen almost every day. It's somewhere in the state, especially here in Lansing. We're going to see an awful lot of money spent in some of these highly contested state house districts. So, I think we can expect business as usual on that front.
Ken, does this amount to getting down to Lansing so they can get involved in some of these bigger fundraisers rather than the coffee clutches that we see around the district?
Well, you asked how much time will be spent on fundraising, and the answer is a lot. It's an election year, as Susan pointed out. The other phenomenon really is term limits itself has dramatically increased the amount of time and energy and effort spent on raising money because seats turn over so rapidly. They're going to be spending a lot of time on raising money right from now till, hey, when the clock strikes midnight the day before the election.
Is this simply because of the legislative churn that they have to raise more money? I'm not sure why term limits affects that.
That's part of it. It's because these swing seats are in play every 6 years now in the House, every 8 years in the Senate at least. The sort of institutional fundraising that the caucuses and the parties do has gone up dramatically too. So, but yes, it's really the legislative churn or turn, as you phrased it, that drives up the time spent raising money.
And I suppose since, Ken outlined a few handful of issues they might tackle right now, all the fun's going to be delayed until we have lame duck session, it sounds like.
Well, I think so. I mean, I think, this energy policy, there's some chatter that maybe the Senate will advance something in September and sort of get it poised for action in the House and final action.
Tell us quickly what that is. Is that the competitive electricity companies from outside being able to offer cheaper rates?
But it's more comprehensive than that. It's the market structure and, and also the issue of how much renewable energy is going to be put in the mix.
And I mean, we've been talking about this for a long, long time. Why is it taking to the very end of a two-year session to finally get to it?
Because it's controversial.
Susan, anything you think you'll see in the lame duck that nobody else is expecting? Or I guess, what is the big controversy you think we might see at the in the lame duck session?
I think that Ken is right that the energy package is going to be a big one. There's always talk about getting rid of no-fault insurance, but the votes are always short in the House, no matter how strong a Republican majority they seem to have, but I would expect a push. I think the agenda of lame duck depends very heavily on what happens on November 8th. If Democrats are somehow able to win majority, which would be picking up 9 seats, I think there will be a rush for a lot of very partisan conservative legislation in lame duck, because that will be the last chance.
Wouldn't be the first time we've seen that. That's Susan Demas. She's the publisher of Inside Michigan Politics, and Ken Sikkema, Senior Policy Fellow at Public Sector Consultants. Thanks very much.
Thank you.
Thank you.